Utah's national parks have been reopening today. They should be back in full operation by tomorrow morning. Governor Gary Herbert hopes the state can save at least part of its peak tourist season. The state of Utah has sent $1.67 million to the National Park Service to cover 10 days of operating expenses for Arches, Canyonlands, Bryce Canyon, Capitol Reef, and Zion National Parks, as well as Natural Bridges and Cedar Breaks National Monuments and the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. They'll be open for the long Columbus Day weekend and the annual UEA vacation in Utah schools. Governor Herbert says the deal with the federal government will also help avoid conflict between federal employees and local county authorities.
Some are so anxious to go out and have confrontation rather than resolve the problem. That's somewhat human nature, and people are emotional about this issue and are a little upset at the federal government, getting more angry day by day as this federal shutdown continues. And so there's a little bit of that concern, and I think that cooler heads prevailed.
Herbert says he'll call a special session of the Utah legislature to meet on the regular interim committee day next week. Legislators will have to deal with the parks agreement and make some other budget adjustments required by the federal shutdown. In the meantime, he says he'd like to see everybody go and visit the parks. Dan Bomas, KUER News.